How's it going, everybody out there in the ether? This is Adam from the Backwards Compatible Podcast. I'm being joined by Clay from the Backwards Compatible Podcast as well.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Clay. I'm really glad that you're here with me.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and tell you what's about to happen. You are listening to our new podcast, The Good Stuff. Basically, what this is just me and Clay sitting here, and since we have such a fond passion for similar games, we're going to go ahead and just give you a rundown on each episode. Each episode is going to be about 10 minutes long, maybe 15 at the most, and we're just going to talk about a game that we love and why you should love it too. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about, this is really applicable, I think, for our first episode. It's yeah, Secret definitely. Of Mana 2.
Yeah, or Seiken Densetsu 3.
Yeah, Seiken Densetsu 3 if you're a weeboo and you just can't not call it what it actually is.
Well, it's kind of a weird game because it never came out in the US. It came out in Japan in 1995, and there was like reports of it maybe coming out, but it kind of got...
Yeah, it just got washed away.
Yeah, washed away due to like technical issues.
Kind of like Tales of Phantasia did too.
You know?
So,
but it's a really great game. One of the best RPGs on the SNES.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a direct sequel to Secret of Mana. Mm-hmm. They kind of refined the graphics, the combat, everything about it. It's just a lot better.
I liked it because it stayed so true to the original. Now, what makes this game so damn good is if you could picture Secret of Mana 2 is basically, it's a top-down RPG, but it's not your typical turn-based RPG. It's a very fast-paced, action-oriented RPG.
Yep.
So lots of combos, dodging, there's even guarding in the game. So it was a very active action RPG, almost like a really amped up Link to the Past Legend of Zelda style game.
Yeah, so. And it's kind of weird because the combat, it feels slower than the first Secret of Mana, but at the same time faster. So in the first Secret of Mana, you could kind of run around when fighting, but this one you kind of go slow down to a crawl and you're just walking around. But there's more tactileness to it because you can dodge attacks, can't dodge magic, but you can dodge attacks and do combos and stuff. And you got six characters to choose from, and you can only choose three of them.
Oh, dude, that was the best thing about the game right there. Was you have all six, and it changes the story depending on what you pick.
Yeah, and it adds replay value. So there are six characters. There's Duran, just standard vanilla knight, got a sword, slashes shit. Then you got Hawk, who's a thief.
My favorite.
Yeah, uses two daggers real fast.
He was the first character I picked.
Yeah, me too. Then you got Kevin. He's a half beast, or half man, half beast.
Second favorite.
Grappler, monk.
Yeah, he was like a monk style, like a pugilist.
Yeah. And then you go into Lise. It's like an Amazon, got a spear.
Third favorite.
Yep. And Angela, just your magic type character. And then you got Carly, this baby priest.
She's a sprite
thing. Yeah, sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like from the first game, you had a character that looked almost identical to her in I wouldn't say the first, technically the first one in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the U.S., the first game did come out in the U.S., but it wasn't called Secret of Mana.
Yeah.
It was, what was it, Final Fantasy Adventure on the Game Boy?
Yeah, Final Fantasy Adventure on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And it's cool because then they re-released it on the Game Boy Advance, and they actually called it Sword of Mana.
Yeah, that was actually a really good game.
Yeah, that one was really fun. And that one's really close to Seiken Densetsu 3.
See, the cool thing about Seiken Densetsu 3, though, is depending on, you pick your first character, you pick three characters in all, but when you pick your first character, that determines the entire story setup. Because you watch that character's origins. So even though you picked three out of the six characters, you're not going to get the full story unless you play through the game six times.
Yeah.
And it even changes how the story unfolds.
I think there's three different endings and three different final bosses depending on which characters you choose.
Yeah.
It's really cool in that regard because you can replay that game tons of times and it's different each time. You can go just all melee. You could try to challenge yourself and do two magic characters.
God, I couldn't do two magic characters because I think we were talking about this before we started recording the magic system in this game. Since the game's an action game, it's not like Diablo 3 in modern consoles or anything where you can just map magic to your buttons. This was back on Super Nintendo before they thought of this shit. And you had to bring up, you would bring up this ring that would pause the game. It was essentially going into your inventory.
Yeah, ring menu.
Yeah, and then you had all the magic spells and you would choose one and then choose a target or multiple targets. And then you would have to chant for a second and then cast it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the only downsides to the game for me is just the magic system. Like, I wish there was a way to dodge magic, but like once the magic's cast, it's just kind of the screen freezes and then you're just hit with a spell. It'd be kind of cool to dodge that kind of stuff, because then it just turns into a whole frenzy of just keep using like healing spells like over and over to keep yourself alive. Yeah, it's just like your old school RPG. It's just like half the battle.
Well, the healing, it was always for me, it was like on certain bosses. The first one that gave me trouble was the ghost ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one, like, all it was like I had my Angela spamming heals, and then I had me and Kevin, we were the thief, and then I would try to keep Kevin attacking him, mm-hmm. and then sometimes I would have to basically make it to where I was just sitting there like feeding people chocolate and candy.
Yeah,
because those were the healing items.
Yeah, like lots of chocolate.
Have some.
Everyone loves chocolate in that game.
So obese.
And yeah, it's just like tons of bosses, tons of locations. It's a long game.
Yeah,
like we didn't do a lot of research. I don't know how long it is exactly, but like it took.
I've only beaten it once.
Yeah, I've only beaten it twice, and it took me like several weeks each time.
Jeez. And that's with religiously playing it. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's a good, like, it reminds me of Xenoblade Chronicles, that kind of pacing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, literally, you could dump 100 hours into this game and have a completed file and still not have done everything.
Yeah, and it's like, there's class-based systems,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, your first one's at level 18, and you're, like, several hours into the game until you can, upgrade.
I think I was about 6 or 7 hours, mm-hmm. until I did my first class upgrade.
Yeah, so then it's like it's not as like, it feels more rewarding,
mm-hmm.
I think, because like, because you have to work real hard for it.
And it was really mysterious because they didn't really tell you.
No, it's like back in the day where just like you just have your manual, and like for us Americans, we never got the game, so we just have to use like get ROMs and play it illegally.
Yeah, we did. And there was and actually the fact that we were able to play it in English was thanks to a group called TENG,
mm-hmm.
on the internet that actually translated the game,
yep.
to English. So, I mean, thanks, guys. I mean, I doubt y'all are listening, but...
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah.
Did they do Tales of Phantasia, too?
Yeah, they did Tales of Phantasia and this game, both.
Yeah, both those games have, like, actually coarse language in them.
Yeah, they
especially
do.
Especially Tales of Phantasia.
Tales of Phantasia has, like, F-bombs and stuff.
Yeah, it does.
It's weird for a Super Nintendo game.
Different game, different time, but, like, yeah, that one's, like, really... like strangely inappropriate.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of sexual stuff. Even yeah. in Secret of Mana, like with Angela, if you uh-huh. start with her,
yep.
her story has a lot of really bad sexual stuff in it.
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't release in the US, like too much censorship.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they were just making excuses.
They would have had to kind of rewrite some of the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I did like the class-based system. And I think that really it's just the whole atmosphere. Like, the pixel graphics in this game were phenomenal.
That's beautiful.
God, it was just unbelievable. It's almost like they took a game that was not pixelated and just downscaled it to pixel graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really strange how good it looks, but at the same time, just garbly.
Just a lot of love put into it.
Yeah.
It's like almost Neo Geo level. You know?
Yeah, almost. Now, Neo Geo, I still think to this day, SNK was the king of pixel graphics.
But they had more horsepower to
yeah, they did.
Deal with, you know? But for like what the SNES can like dish out, mm-hmm. it's like top of the line.
It's pretty up there. I do think that the Mega Man X series did take the cake yeah. on pixel graphics.
Oh.
Those games were pretty.
Yeah, those are pretty games.
No, but the graphics were amazing in Secret of Mana 2, and the music... Now, here's where the music, it's kind of like a touchy subject for us, because the first one on Super Nintendo, the first Secret of Mana in the U.S., the music in it was really good, like
yeah.
beyond good. I mean, just phenomenal. And in this one, it is not bad at all. Like, it's not even close to being bad. It's amazing, but when you compare it to the first one,
mm-hmm.
not as good.
It feels more subdued and refined.
Yeah.
It's like that cool new band that you, like, discovered, and the first album's like... freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And then you get to the second one, it's all chill.
They grew up.
Yeah, they grew up. This one sounds more grown up.
Yeah.
But it still has a lot of great tracks. It's very memorable. But it's not quite as memorable as Secret of Mana 1.
The songs don't stick with you as much, except for a few. There's a few standouts that stuck with me, like the first time you go to the snow area.
Yeah.
That was really, really good music there. And I guess, all in all, though, the pacing on this one was faster, like you were saying. Now, another thing I do have to say that did disappoint me is the second one
mm-hmm.
does not have three-player support.
It doesn't, but there's yeah. mods for it.
There is mods for it. You can get a modded version that's three-player, and it works great. It yeah. works phenomenal. I mean, there's no reason they shouldn't have put it in there in the first place. Mm-hmm. The first one actually has three-player support with a multi-tap if you own the cartridge on Super Nintendo.
Do you know why they did that? Because I know when they initially like unveiled the game, they mm-hmm. talked about three-player, and then once it came out, they didn't have it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, two-player was still really good. Mm-hmm. It may have been the fact that they felt like it broke the difficulty level mm-hmm. when you had three people controlling the characters.
Maybe it was too chaotic because yeah. like you had to bring up the menu a lot in this game.
That's true.
So like during boss battles, it would have been just annoying
constantly.
Like, no, I need a heal. You know?
Yeah. Let me use the menu. Like,
yeah, that would have been annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have friends, go play with them. It's yeah. a lot more fun that way. I haven't had the chance to do it myself, only just a little bit.
We maybe could set up like a web server and do a two-player playthrough, because I know you're not always over here. So, yeah. I mean, we could set up just like, I think ZSNES has net play.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so we could maybe just do some net play on that, and that'd be really fun. But no, absolutely, 100%. The reason we started with this game for our first episode, which this has drawn us sort of to our close here, is that you can get this game 100% free, while not completely legal or kosher. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't feel like it would be wrong for you to go out and download this game, because it was not released in the US, and where the hell are you going to find it?
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't supported by Square Enix.
Yeah.
There's no other way to play it.
Yeah.
And this one's like a diamond in the rough.
It really is.
There's a lot of people that haven't played this game, so we just kind of felt like this was a good one to start out with.
Yeah, definitely.
Just kind of a public service announcement.
This has been the good stuff, and we approve this message.